The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. You're listening to my show here on AM 970, The Answer. So proud to have Arthur Idala with us, with Al and Joe and Debbie on AM 970, TheAnswer.com. I'll be back on Monday. In the meantime, thank you, Arthur. Appreciate you being here, my friend.
Piscopo, thank you for that beautiful introduction, number one. Number two, you know, Joe is about love, and I'm not going to lie, Al, I'm a little nervous because, I'm not sitting here being Joe Piscopo, I'm sitting here being Arthur Idala, which is what Jerry Crowley told me to do, but right. I just don't want Joe to get PO'd at me, because I do...
You're two hours in now. I mean, you know.
I know. I'm 2 hours in. As I said, I said a lot of nice things about people. Although Joe doesn't go down on the governor too much. I'm not in that much trouble. Folks...
I don't like the governor.
You don't
I'm the big non-fan of
Cuomo.
Lord Cuomo.
Yeah. Well, no, listen, that's...
Dub Hyken called him Lord Commodus, you know, whatever.
Listen, I see where you're coming from. But in today's day and age, it's just so nice to have someone have the chutzpah. See, I look at him almost the way I look at Trump. He's got guts to do what he thinks is right.
Yeah.
Even if you totally disagree with him.
Right.
He's saying, hey, this is what I think is the right thing to do. And right. I'm the guy, and you've elected me three times as the governor, and I'm doing it. And Trump said, hey, I'm the president. And this is what I think we should do, and I'm doing it.
I think part of it is the fact that the Republicans haven't put up somebody strong enough to beat Governor Cuomo. There's no term limits for the governor, so he could be elected as many times as he wants. I know the other guy who is your friend, who's in the middle here of all of this, I like to call him Mayor McClownage. Other people like to call him Mayor Dumblasio, whatever you want to call it. I have never seen a man in politics so universally hated on both sides.
It's amazing.
Of political parties. He seems to be able to do no right.
Even in his own, both sides of his own party. So like the regular Democrats versus the progressive Democrats.
Right.
But it's sick is the regular Democrats think he's too progressive and the progressives think he's too conservative.
But what's amazing to me is all of the people that have been around him for the longest have all kind of bailed on him. They're all done. They know that he's, you know, term limited and he's going to be out, and they're all trying to find jobs somewhere else. And he seems, from all the reports that I've read, he gets all of this information from people, you know, and I would like to think that it's mostly accurate information. And then he looks at it and goes, I'm going to do this. And it's completely different from all the stuff that they've given him. Even this thing about shutting the schools down. Cuomo is lambasting a reporter at his press conference saying, how dare you, the schools aren't going to shut down. De Blasio makes the decision to shut down schools. Neither one of them can get on the same page.
No.
It's ridiculous.
I don't know who to blame. That was from before De Blasio was sworn in.
Right, but
he was elected, and Cuomo took the pre-K, mandatory universal pre-K, away from De Blasio. He ran on it. He made it a state thing. So, you know, there's a lot of egos going on here. And,
right.
You know, Al, everyone in life, you got to put your ego aside for the greater good. And, you know, if you want to talk about, so I'm reading during the break, I'm reading about the Georgia Senate race, right? Now, you know, my mom was screaming at me last night, don't let anyone know where you stand. Well, I'm sorry, Mom, but I mean, I want the Republicans to keep the Georgia Senate seats, okay? There's no doubt about that.
Right.
And money is pouring in. And to those races, like I'm predicting it's going to set all kinds of records for fundraising. President Trump, as the leader of the free world, right? But more importantly, as the leader of this country and the leader of his party, he needs to make the selfless determination of how to keep that Senate
Republican. Right.
I mean, he's got to figure out, he's got to put his own stuff maybe aside. If it looks like, look, it's too much of an uphill battle. What, you know, they cheated. They, whatever he wants to say happened. But if it's obvious it's not going to happen for him, right, he's got to figure out a way to do things in a gracious way, in a way that he doesn't alienate folks in Georgia. And he should go down there and he should use all of his power to make sure that the Senate remains in the hands of the Republicans.
100%.
Because I think, you know, just I was so blessed, Al. You know, the way you got to hang out with Scott Muni.
Right.
And for those of you who don't know, he's, I don't know, the greatest.
He's a legend.
Right? I mean, he's a legendary.
You still hear him every day on radio, the queue at the, right, when they do the Beatles at
exactly.
Noon,
so,
yeah.
So I got to hang out with Justice Scalia.
Right.
And in our respective worlds that we live in, that they're basically like the same kind of legendary figures. And, you know, Justice Scalia told me, he said, you know, the United States Constitution, you know, it's not a living constitution. It's not a dying constitution. It's an enduring constitution.
Right.
It was a document and a system that was put in place to be able to take all of this incoming and survive and keep the system surviving. And there's not supposed to be drastic change. And this is what I'm going to talk about with Alan Dershowitz in the 9 o'clock hour, is that the gridlock is not necessarily a bad thing. And, you know, you have a Democratic president, you have a Republican Senate. You know what? They have to come out. You have to figure out a way to work together if either one wants to accomplish something. And therefore, there won't be any dramatic change. There'll be slow, incremental change. And hopefully it's going to be change for the good. Right. That's the plan. And look, we're going to need a lot of help. Folks who are just tuning in, I'm Arthur Idala filling in for Joe Piscopo. The breaking news is that Pfizer has, or we believe it today, is putting in their papers to the Federal Drug Administration asking for approval for the coronavirus, for COVID-19 vaccines. If it gets approved, they're saying within 2 weeks, the very beginning of December, first responders, and I don't know how they're going to categorize who goes first, but we'll start getting vaccines. I mean, that's spectacular news, folks. I mean, that is really great, great news, because that is actually, and Al, I think you'll agree with me, that's the beginning of the end, right? I mean, if the first person who gets poked in the arm after this, and we're talking about 90 to 95% efficacy. I love that word.
Right.
Efficacy. It means it works. That's what it means. It exactly. works really good.
Makes me sound smart.
It works really good. So if those shots start being handed out in 2020, that'll be the beginning of this long road. And, you know, you're saying it'd be the summer. I mean, it depends who you talk to. But I would I predicted that New York City will be back and up and running for like Labor Day, next Labor Day, where Broadway's open, movies are open, restaurants are open, the summer malaise is over, like people are going to roll up their sleeves and
I think that's a good estimate. The problem is going to be the landscape in New York City is going to be reshaped. You're going to see a lot more restaurants closing. You're going to see a lot of Broadway shows go under and some different things. The landscape of what Broadway and eating out is going to be when this is over is going to change. Whether that's for the good or bad, I don't know yet. I know that a lot of, I mean, and I talk about it on my beer show on the weekends, but, you know, a lot of this with small businesses, that the people that I've talked to in the brewery industry and in restaurants themselves, some can handle going back to to-go orders and, you know, they have a loyal customer base and they'll survive. Others have said, we shut down again. It's over. I'm barely making my margins as it is. I haven't gotten enough from the government or bailouts or whatever that I could kind of configure with my bank or whatever. And all of it is a trickle-down effect. If the restaurant isn't open, they can't pay the landlord can't pay the bank. So all of this affects everyone in the economy.
And the part that scares me is, so that scenario you just laid out, there are people, and I'm not saying this is accurate or not, but they say this is what the more progressive wing wants, right? So what happens when the landlord can't pay the bank? The bank then forecloses. Now the bank owns all these buildings. The banks aren't interested in being a landlord.
Nope.
Who buys the buildings? The city, right? Or the government, the state, city. And then who winds up living there? people wind up living there either for free
right.
or for very drastically reduced rents. And that is the beginning of the end of capitalism. And that is definitely what we don't want.
Right.
So, yes, we need to figure out how to make this work. And I don't know, Mal, maybe I'm a cockeyed optimist, but I think we will. You know, I think there's a way.
But I think there's a way where it's going to require some sacrifice from people.
Yes.
Where people don't, you know, we live almost in this me society now.
Not almost. We live in a me society.
But there are a lot, I want to firmly believe that there are a lot of good people out there. I know that sounds crazy coming from me, as Joe likes to label me as Mr. Negative or the smokestack or whatever. But I believe that there are a lot of good people out there that are willing to make that little sacrifice for the greater good of people. And especially to allow this. I mean, we live in the greatest country in the entire world. There is nowhere else in the world where you can come here as a legal immigrant and succeed and go to school and start a business and become successful. There's no other place in the country, in the world like that. This is the land of opportunity. We need to do those things. We need to help those people to get along, but do it the right way. I get where the progressives are coming from. Ah, let's just let everybody. It can't work that way anymore. You just can't do that.
Well, I was on a panel the other night with Ron Kuby.
I saw
that. And I would love to know, like, what is the world according to Ron Kuby? In other words, is it really just a socialist thing where everyone just throws their money into
but we know
a,
that it doesn't work.
And they get, well, yes,
it doesn't correct. Work. And the people, the progressives that are screaming that we should be a socialistic country, if you look at all of these other countries, Venezuela is the most recent example, but if you look at all of these other countries, it doesn't work. You know why? Because it requires everyone to make a sacrifice. It requires everyone to say, I am only going to get a certain amount, and that's it. And my neighbor next door is only going to have that amount, right. And the one next to me on the left is going to only have that amount, and the one on the right, and everybody gets along in harmony. It's the Star Trek world, right? It's a great world. Gene Roddenberry shaped a wonderful vision for the future, right? Unfortunately, it doesn't work in television for dramas because you need conflict, number one. Number two, it doesn't work here in the real world because there are people in this world who are greedy who want, oh, I don't want, he's got five pizzas, you got five pizzas,
it's not only greed.
I want 10.
It's not only, but then you're looking at it from one side.
Right.
There's other people who are lazy, right?
Right.
So is it right
my
that,
brother-in-law, my I mean, sister's Al, husband is the perfect example. Lazy, shiftless, wants the government to pay for everything.
Look what
doesn't
you,
work.
All kidding aside, look what you did when you were suffering through cancer.
Right.
I don't. You didn't miss a day of work, right?
No, because you know what?
That's you.
But
that's
I learned. But who did I learn that from? I learned that from my mother and father.
Right.
You can get out of bed. You feel okay. You go to work.
Right.
Now, obviously, with COVID right now,
so
you
in
don't
my
world,
in my world, right,
home,
that's but, a different thing. But in my right. world, you should be rewarded for that.
Yeah.
Whereas if you just stayed home and did nothing, that's why the whole social. And look, I will be honest with you. And my. One of my partners said, you know, this is a little bit like a socialist society, but it's not because all the money in my firm goes into one till.
Right.
And then at the
paid
the,
out.
The benevolent dictator, Arthur Idala, then determines who gets what. But what do I determine it on, Al? Who's here at 10 o'clock at night with me when I'm
right.
working? Who's here on Saturday afternoon when right. I'm working? Who brought this case in? Who did, you know, who went above and beyond?
Right.
That's not a socialist society. A socialist
no.
society is we made $100 and everyone's getting $10. If you were here on Saturday, you get $10. And if you
right.
basically did the bare minimum, you get $10. Yeah. That's not the world I want to live in.
But for me, when my reward is I have a job. And I'm happy with that. I got a roof over my head. I got food in my belly. And I got a healthy family.
That's and you get to hang out with Joe Piscopo.
And I get to hang out with Joe. I get to hang out with you. And you're far better looking than Mussolini. You're talking about being a dictator. Come on.
I don't know how benevolent he was. But
no, he wasn't.
You know.
Trains ran on time, though.
The trains always ran on. Hey, Mussolini stopped Italy from falling apart before it then went in
fell
the middle
apart.
Of the war.
Right.
right. All right. Are we going to Debbie?
Mm-hmm.
All right, Debbie.
Yes.
We're talking about
hey.
We're talking about Italy. We're talking about America.
Yes.
We're talking about history, government, socialism. I mean, this is no joke, this show. That's all I'm
mm-hmm.
saying. This is no serious stuff here, Debbie Duane. Serious stuff.
It is. And working hard definitely is the key to success, without a doubt. Let's face
Look who's talking. You're on TV, radio, and getting articles written about you all at the same time. So God bless you, Debbie.
Thanks, Arthur, and good morning to you. Good morning, Al. Good morning to Joseph Ilya and to everybody. Hey, guys, let's see what's happening on the subways right now. 2 and 5 trains. Looks like we're seeing delays. It's all due to some ongoing switching problems over by Flatbush Avenue. We'll keep an eye on that for you. Metro North, 10-minute delay system-wide. Let's see what's happening. Inbound GWB, Lincoln and La Holland all moving okay. 46 eastbound at the Garden State Parkway in Clifton. We're getting reports of an accident with a down pole right on that ramp. 1 and 9 southbound at Grand Avenue and Rahway. An accident with a truck into a telephone pole there. Crews are still at the scene. Traffic is moving slowly as you take a spin out to the westbound belt at Ocean Parkway with an accident. And the westbound Gowanus down by 92nd Street. Some stop and go traffic. Problem is getting down toward the Verrazano Bridge. You're moving slowly. The Verrazano Bridge upper level, Brooklyn bound. It's an accident, but we're seeing delays in both directions over there. And checking the forecast, sunny today with a high going up to about 60 degrees. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime on the Joe Piscopo Show, AM 970, The Answer.
Joe Piscopo for Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. He is the best. Mike's a friend. He's a great guy, true patriot, strong man of faith. He has these amazing offers for you from MyPillow. The MyPillow won't go flat, by the way. You can wash and dry them as many times as you want. They maintain their shape, and every MyPillow is made in the USA. Now, you can get a standard queen premium pillow for $29.98, regularly $69.98. That's a $40 savings. Kings are only $5 more. Now is the time to buy. Not only are you getting the lowest price ever, but they are the best Christmas gifts ever. $29.98 for a standard queen premium? Also, Mike is extending his 60-day money-back guarantee to March 1st. You got nothing to lose. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener's Square, and use the promo code AM970. You'll find this amazing offer and deep discounts on all MyPillow products. The Giza Dream Bed Sheets, MyPillow Mattress Topper, MyPillow Towel Sets. I have them all. I love them all. You will too. 800-651-0798 or go to MyPillow.com. Remember the discount code AM970.
You're invited to go swimming with the shark. Attorney Mark the Shark Garber, that is, one of New Jersey's foremost employment lawyers. Dive right in with Mark and his co-host Kevin McCullough to learn the latest developments in employment law and litigation. Swimming with the Shark, every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday evening at 5 on AM 970, The Answer.
It's Dr. Lederman speaking with 007 about prostate cancer.
You're 007.
The real 007. I was diagnosed in 2005 with prostate cancer. I requested a biopsy.
Why?
Going up, I got a biopsy that I had cancer in my prostate.
And then the doctor told you, hey, you got to have
surgery.
Did your doctor tell you about Dr. Lederman and radiosurgery?
It's his bread and butter to operate. Not only do they leave the cancer behind, which is the most important thing, but you're incontinent and your sex life is kaput. I knew about your treatment, which was very easy to do.
15 years later, your PSA is zero.
My urinary life is okay. My sex life is very good.
For more cancer information, call Dr. Lederman, 212-CHOICES, 212-CHOICES. Most insurances, Medicare, Medicaid accepted, 1384 Broadway. Call Dr. Lederman, 212-CHOICES, 212-CHOICES.
Your business needs leads and sales. There are potential customers online right now looking for what you do. Will they find you or your competitor? You need Salem Surround. The marketing team here at Salem Surround is ready to help your business now. Contact Salem Surround for a free evaluation of your marketing plan and see how we can help place your advertising message in front of today's consumers. Learn more at SurroundNewYork.com. SurroundNewYork.com. Connecting you with new customers.
Listen to AM 970, The Answer, on Alexa, TuneIn, iHeart, or Radio.com.
Feltman's of Coney Island, America's first hot dog established in 1867. Feltman's invented the hot dog. Feltman's is a veteran-owned and operated Gold Star family business, which was revived in 2015 by two Brooklyn brothers, Joe Quinn, a former Army captain, and his brother Michael, in honor of their late brother who was killed in the 9/11 attacks. With a team of military veterans that collectively served over 110 months in combat, Feltman's is now one of the fastest-growing natural food companies in the United States. The brothers went from selling Feltman's Feltman's hot dogs from a small window in St. Mark's Place to now being in 4,000 supermarkets nationwide. Whole Foods, Target, Publix, among others. It's truly a very New York story. Now through November 20th, Feltman's of Coney Island will be donating 100% of their online sales proceeds to Headstrong, a nonprofit that provides free mental health care to veterans suffering from PTSD and related military trauma. Be sure to check them out on Instagram and Twitter at Feltman's Coney Island, spelled F-E-L-T-M-A-N-S, Feltman's.
Got something to say? Call into the Joe Piscopo Show right now, 877-970-2999. That's 877-970-2999.
A ring-a-ding-ding, ring-a-ding-ding, ring-a-ding-ding.
Happy Friday! Little Arthur, it's the Rolling Stones, Arthur, it's the Rolling Stones. Mick and Keith. Be a good boy in school, Arthur. I know mommy's driving you. Don't get in trouble. You can kiss the girls only on the cheek, as long as they don't have a runny nose. That's to my little son, little Arthur Idala III, who's heading to Stepping Stone School. He's so lucky, Al, he gets to go to school. He's 4 years old, and there's 8 kids in the class or something like that, and they're actually allowed to go to school. So
that's nice.
Yeah, it's
and
very
you know
nice.
What? For kids at that age, they need that.
Yeah.
They need the social, social interaction, and, you know, without that, it's very, very difficult. Very difficult.
Tell me about it. So speaking of my family, I'm going to introduce to you at least one doctor I could see on the line. I don't know if he's on the line with the person who he lives with, but my wife, Marianne, has a sister, but I think of her as my sister because I know her for 22 years. Dr. Christine, she used to be just Miss Christine Bertuna, but she's since been married, and now she's known as Dr. Chrissy Haynes. And her husband, Lawrence Haynes, who's a brother from another mother, were union strong, Lawrence and I, the two in-laws. Dr. Chrissy and Dr. Lawrence, are you on the line with me here today?
We are. Good morning.
Hey, what's up? Hi, Chrissy.
Hi, good morning.
All right. We actually can't hear Chrissy. I think we're having a problem with her phone number, so we need to just get her on the phone.
All right, well, listen, it's not like Lawrence has nothing to say. So Lawrence is a emergency room doctor at Maimonides Hospital in Brooklyn, New York. And Lawrence, why don't you tell me the biggest difference you've seen since March and April when you were in the thick of it and you told me that you saw more death in 15 days than in 15 years and the end of October and this month of November.
Right, yeah. So the springtime was horrific, as we all know. There was just massive amounts of sickness and death. And, you know, right now New York City is not that bad. I mean, the positivity rate is around 3%, but the number of cases I'm seeing per day in the emergency room is not that bad. We're able to take those patients and sequester them and isolate them from the rest of the ER population because it just isn't the onslaught that we saw in the spring. It's now, more like a slow trickle.
Why are less people dying now, percentage-wise, than 6 months ago?
That's a great question. I don't exactly know the answer to that. We do know how to handle the disease a bit better, and there are some remedies that we're employing, but the mortality is drastically reduced from springtime. I think in springtime, it was like a third of patients that were admitted to the hospital were dying. And now it's less than 15%. So it's really, really dropped. And I'm not sure if the virus itself is weakening or if it's the number of people in the hospital that are sick are less, so the doctors are able to take, and doctors and nurses are able to take better care of them. I don't know the exact answer to that, but for some reason, people are dying with less frequency.
Okay. Well, obviously that's spectacular news. Chrissy, can you hear me? Where are you? You sound like you're in Jersey.
Hold on. Let me. Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay.
You can't hear me though.
No. Lawrence, do me a favor. Just hand Chrissy the phone if that's possible.
Okay. I'm using my
oh, that's what it is. See,
can you hear it now?
On AM 970, we're experiencing copywriting. Yes, Chrissy, I think we can hear you now. So, Chrissy,
okay,
there you go. So, Chrissy's in the emergency room at Lenox Hill Hospital here in Manhattan. So, Chrissy, let me just cut to the chase, right? It's less than a week from today. It's Thanksgiving, right? And the first time that I shed a tear, and maybe the only time that I shed a tear during this whole coronavirus situation was, I think it was maybe the first week of April, the second week of April, when you sent us all that picture of you. I think you did almost 20-hour shift at Lenox Hill, and the mask was ingrained in your face, the mask marks, and just you looked so, I mean, you're a beautiful, beautiful woman, and you didn't look that beautiful in that picture, and it broke my heart. So now we're 6 months down the road, and Thursday's Thanksgiving, and you know how family-oriented we all are, and we all want to be together. So just give us some guidance. Give us some instruction. I mean, the cover of the New York Times, plea to Americans, stay home on Thanksgiving. So what are we supposed to do here in New York City?
I think we need to listen to what they're telling us. The CDC is highly recommending that family stick together. You stay with your immediate family. You restrict travel. It's really hard. It's really difficult, especially being an Italian family. We all want to be together. We all want to hug. We all want to kiss each other. When was the last time that we all did that? But I think it's the sacrifice we have to make now to look forward to next Thanksgiving and being together. Because if we don't do this now, we can have a big increase in both hospitalizations, positive cases, and mortality.
So the breaking...
it is a sacrifice. It's hard, but we have to do it.
So the breaking news this morning is that Pfizer just asked the FDA for approval for the vaccine. So could you just educate us, and you guys could flip a coin? Like, how do you, if you have any clue, like, how do you envision that working? Is it going to be distributed to hospitals, to doctors' offices? Like, how is, Arthur Idala and Jerry Bertuna, how are we going to get vaccines, and how do you envision that working for the country?
There's a Herculean effort going on behind the scenes in terms of distribution of the vaccine. So the vaccine is not easy to distribute. It's 2 doses, and the vaccine itself has to be refrigerated in a freezer-like setting that's colder than the freezer you have in your home. So it's liquid nitrogen or dry ice level freezing. So there's logistical issues about getting it out to people, number one. Number two, I think they're going to devote the first wave of vaccines to people that are at the most risk, frontline healthcare workers, essential workers, and people with that are at highest risk, nursing home patients, that sort of thing.
Okay. So when Al Gattulo, my co-host here, and I are talking, and we're talking about, people like us, normal folk, getting stabbed in the arm in April, May, June, July. That sounds like in the realm of possibilities.
I think so. Like Lauren said, I mean, we have to target the vulnerable population first. That's the elderly, the patients with comorbidities, and the healthcare workers. I think it is going to be available. What I'm worried about is actually targeting the more lower socioeconomic population, getting it out to them. They're going to have, a more difficult time, so we really have to concentrate on it really spreading this to all the communities, whether it's opening up the Javits Center and making it just a vaccine distribution center where anyone can go and obviously get it for free. I really think that the vaccine is, at this point, our hope and our only savior.
Well, that's a great point about the socioeconomic function, because yesterday on Joe Piscopo's show, they had a doctor on who said that if 75% of the population does not get the vaccine, it will be much, much less effective than if more than 75% do. Does that sound right?
Yeah, I mean, we have to reach herd immunity. We talk about this herd immunity, which is level of immunity in the population where this disease will essentially stop spreading. So people think it's around 70%, 60%, 70%, somewhere around there.
So let me ask you this, guy. So everyone's saying testing, testing, testing. Now, truth be told, putting my cards on the table, and you guys may be mad at me, but this past weekend when I was out east, I was walking my property outside with my landscaper on Saturday, and he called me Monday morning, and he said, I'm really sick. Now, he hadn't gotten tested, so I went Tuesday, I got tested, and yesterday I got tested. They both came back negative, the rapid tests. How, in spite of that, so I had a possible exposure. Like, how often, Lawrence, are people supposed to be going to get tested, like, once a week, once a month? I mean, what do you guys think?
Yeah, it's a complicated question. For you, with this exposure, the problem with this disease is that there's such a long latency period where you can just be exposed and not show any symptoms, and then 2 weeks later, up to 2 weeks later, you can get sick or start shedding the virus. So the test is just a snapshot in time where you're negative and you're not shedding the virus, but that doesn't mean that the next day or the day after that you'll start shedding the virus and be contagious.
So basically, I should go get tested one more time after the weekend. That's the bottom line.
Well, the recommendation is that you have to have a confirmed positive contact.
Right.
I mean,
the fact that I was outdoors. Before I let you guys go, because I only have like a minute left, Chrissy, as a mom who has two little kids at home, and you're a frontline worker, and you both of you have just saved lives and been amazing, amazing, amazing. And my wife has been amazing by taking care of your kids, for the record, but we'll talk about that another time. And your mom, too, obviously, Grandma Nanette, Mimi. How's it been as a mom, you know, dealing with all this sadness and tragedy in the hospital and then trying to come home and be like the happy-go-lucky mommy to Madison and Gerard? 7 and 4.
It's extremely difficult. Probably one of the most difficult things I've ever done. It's wearing multiple hats. It's going to work, seeing how horrible things are, seeing sick patients, taking care of them, but coming home. And yes, trying to put a smile on your face, trying to make it okay for your kids, trying to express to them that the world will be okay and mommy and daddy will be here and we won't leave them again for 10 weeks. I don't know if that's the truth. I pray every day that it is. It's challenging. But I think, you know, they are handling it sometimes better than we are handling it. And they see a bright future ahead. And I'm just going to continue to help them see that. And I'm going to be there for them.
You go, Chrissy. Go get another degree when you get a chance. real quick, as we hang up, I want a yes or no answer. Do you agree, Lawrence, with closing the public schools in New York City?
I do not. I think the data we have is that the incidence of disease is like 0.2% in public schools. And, you know, the city average is 3%. And I think it's pretty low.
Dr. Chrissy, what do you think? Do you agree or disagree with closing the public schools?
I completely disagree. I think it is a tragedy. And our kids need to be educated. That's where they need to be, in school right now. This is not where the positive cases are coming from.
All right. I got to go. We love you. We love you, Madison and Gerard. And we will see you. Hopefully, I'll see you next Thursday for some food with Mimi's house. Thank you so much for taking the time. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Hines is Chrissy and Lawrence taking care of New York City. And now, the news with Al Gattullo.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
46 degrees at 8:38. I'm Al Gattullo with local news first. Here's what's going on. We're just talking about it. Pfizer submitting an application today for emergency use authorization for its COVID-19 vaccine. The New York-based pharmaceutical giant says the vaccine that it developed with its German partner BioNTech is 95% effective in clinical trials. Two shots have to be given 3 weeks apart. The vaccine must be stored at minus 94 degrees Fahrenheit. Pfizer expects to have 50 million doses ready by the end of the year, 1.3 billion doses ready next year. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhane's got the answer.
Good morning, Al. Alternate side parking rules are in effect. Do expect delays this morning as you take a ride over to the Gowanus. The outbound Gowanus slowing down, getting down toward the Verrazano Bridge. Some earlier problems at the Verrazano Bridge just about cleared. And we're still seeing this problem on Union Turnpike. Union Turnpike closed at Parsons Boulevard. Accident investigation. And on the westbound belt into Ocean Parkway, it's an accident blocking at least one lane. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhane with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Lowe's. Don't miss Lowe's Provember event, because this month they're saying thanks to their pros in a big way. Now through 11/25, they have deals on brands like DeWalt, Spyder, and Metabo HPT. They also have events you won't want to miss. Lowe's, the new home for pros.
Hey, Joe on the radio on AM 970, The Answer. Relief Factor is, you know, I've been taking Relief Factor now. Alan, I've been doing it almost a year. Has it almost been a year already? And it keeps me out of pain. And I'm going to see the guys. I'm so excited. I got to make sure I get permission that I can tell you about it. But I'm going out to Seattle. Yes, I am. I'm going to go loot. I need a refrigerator. So I thought I'd go to Seattle. No, that's not. That's a joke. It's not even my joke, but it's a funny joke. Going out to Seattle with Pete and Seth Talbot. I love those guys. And I've been talking to them for years. Now they're on the radio show. Now we're going to do even more. And it's all about getting you out of pain with that three-week quick start for $19.95. Three-week quick start, $19. It's only a dollar a day. And they don't even make money. Pete and Seth, I love these. They don't even make money off the three-week quick start. As a matter of fact, they don't even break even until about 4 to 5 months after you keep ordering it. So now it's your time to go to relieffactor.com. Because you know what? We want you out of pain. Pete and Seth are on a mission. I know these guys. I love these guys. And you're going to get the three-week quick start. It worked for me in 5 days. Al taking Relief Factor. Debbie's taking Relief Factor. It is your time to start the three-week quick start. $19.95. Let's see if we can get you out of pain too. Relieffactor.com or call 800-500-8384.
Get your weekend started with the Q, says the Orange visit Louisville tonight. Hi, I'm Matt Park. Join Adam Terry and me for the call of all the action, beginning with pregame at 6 p.m. on AM 970, The Answer. New York's home for Syracuse University football.
Take AM 970, The Answer, anywhere you go with our mobile app. Get in on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
It's hard to know who to trust when selling your home. If you're retiring or looking to sell your home, Calamine & Company Real Estate is the best agency for you. They only represent sellers, putting sellers' needs above everything else. Louis Calamine and his team take a client-focused, old-school approach to real estate. Whatever needs to be done to get the deal closed quickly and for top dollar, Calamine & Company Real Estate are there for you. They also specialize in selling estate-owned properties and regularly are hired by executors, administrators, attorneys, even the surrogates court. And perhaps most impressive about them is their 100% success rate. Calamine & Company is the best broker a seller can hire, especially when selling estate-owned properties. Offices in Brooklyn, Queens, Manhattan, and Staten Island. 718-998-1100. 718-998-1100. Or go to calamine.com. Clients come first at Calamine & Company Real Estate.
Jay Sekulow, live, special time at 4 p.m. today on AM 970, The Answer.
This is from the 80s, Geraldo. This is during your heyday. No, is it from the 90s?
Absolutely.
90s. Early 90s. 90s, yeah. I mean, all right. But REM kicked out, you know, 1980. Geraldo, I mean, you couldn't even walk the streets of New York, Geraldo Rivera. You were so famous, and you were the man, and you still are the man, as I'll prove in a second. But before I get into the depth, let me just kiss your butt publicly on these with these hundreds of thousands of listeners here on Joe Piscopo's show. I love you so much, Geraldo. You've enhanced my life on so many different levels. Every time I hang out with you, when I leave, I've always learned something new about life, the law, how to live life. The only guy I know who's hung out with John Lennon and Mick Jagger, amongst many other things. I learned the other night about Willie Nelson, President Carter, being at the White House, only getting one glass of wine during the Carter administration at the state dinner. You're really a gem, and those of us who get to know you personally are really, really blessed. I love you, my man.
I love you, Arturo. I love you. You're my brother, and you're one of the best criminal defense attorneys ever to walk in a courtroom.
Well, I don't know about that. But I hope I get to see you later on this afternoon before you get into work mode. But Geraldo, let's just lift up the skirt right here. Tell us about last Friday and your telephone call, please.
With the President of the United States, well, he called me several times before I was on the air. First, I did. It was Friday. It was exactly a week ago. What happens typically is I do my own Cleveland-based radio show in the podcast. Then I do Brian Kilmeade's WABC show, radio show. And I didn't notice my phone had been ringing. And then the White House calls. It's 000 is the number that shows. So you know right away what's going on. It's 202 Washington area code. So I noticed it was ringing on the fourth time. I picked it up, and the White House operator identified himself, a military person, said, "Stand by for the President of the United States." And the President got up and on the phone, I've known him forever, Arthur. The President and I go way back. I love the guy. He's a dear friend of mine. I mean, he's not a friend, though, like you and I are friends. We hang out. You know, we scratch each other.
Bet you haven't drank as much tequila with him as you've had with me, but okay.
He doesn't drink.
Okay, exactly.
You know, so that limits our personal interchange. But he was obviously very disillusioned. He seemed very troubled to me. He seemed introspective. He seemed wounded. And I felt very, very badly for him. I wanted him to know that I loved him and backed him and supported him. And
what was the purpose of his call? Was he calling you to ask you something or just to commiserate with a friend?
Well, that's an excellent question. I reflected that after. At the end of the conversation, he asked me to check out Dominion, this computer voting machine and software that is so controversial right now. I said I would check it out and that I would call him back on Monday, which I did, but he didn't pick up on Monday. But I think that was secondary. I think it was just sounding me out in terms of he knows that I give him the truth. I don't sugarcoat it. Aside from saying that I love you, Mr. President, I also said, it's too bad things turned out the way they did. He seemed to me at that time, Arthur, he seemed to me to be resolved to the loss and the bitter, so close. But that was Friday afternoon. They started the pro-Trump demonstrations in Washington, D.C., where the president is. And then on Saturday and Sunday, of course, they had very big crowds, tens of thousands of Trump supporters. And he drove through the crowd on his way to the golf game. And he seemed to harden his position, getting that feedback from the crowd, that positive, that love, that don't quit kind of sentiment.
So a week later, right? So you spoke to him a week ago, right? Basically right around now, right?
Right.
If he called you today, if he calls you right now, knowing what you know now, a lot of court things didn't go his way. The Georgia recount just didn't go his way. What if I'm Donald Trump and I'm like, Geraldo, you've been my buddy for 40 years, shoot straight with me. What am I supposed to do? Do I have Rudy and Sidney Powell keep fighting? How do I preserve my legacy? How do I help America? What do I do, Geraldo?
All right. So you're the president. Mr. President, when I was growing up, I always had this thing where I always had to be the first one to leave a party. Why did I always want to be the first one to leave a party? Because I didn't want to be that schmucky guy that stayed too long at the party. As in social life, so too in politics. You don't want to stay too long because it burdens the host, it embarrasses the host, it conflicts the host and people that you love. I think right now the President of the United States has fought the good fight. It's awful the fact that these vaccines, which I'm sure were ready 2-3 weeks ago, were not announced until after the election. It's too bad. It would have changed the result, I'm sure. But it is what it is. You got to, deal with that now. You got to go on and with dignity and with grace. You got to do the right thing. The Constitution is very clear. January 20th, the next person gets sworn in. And I would love to see you standing alongside Joe Biden, with the dignity of your office, the job you did, the wonderful job you did, and this economy, you're doing it again. We're poised for this amazing breakthrough. you know, this vaccine, it's totally on you. You did it. You got it together. It should be called the Trump. The vaccine should be called the Trump. Let's start.
that would be fitting,
lives.
And it should be gold. It should be called the Trump, and it should
why
be
gold. Why not? Sure.
So if you're betting $20, does Donald Trump ever concede, like officially concede?
Yeah, well, that's a good question. I hope so. I hope so for his own dignity that he does. You could concede with, you know, the way you could do it in court. Your Honor, I concede it appears I have lost this election, and for the good of the nation, regardless of the many questions people have about how we arrived at this position, I am going to step back and allow Joe Biden and his transition team to get it together. Now, by doing that, he would be doing much better than, remember what they did, the Democrats did to him with that Russia phony thing, the resistance, so-called. They tried to sabotage him from the first minute he took office, even before he took office.
Correct,
they
way before he took office.
They used, you know, they used crap against him, you know. But
he definitely got, look, you know, he definitely got a raw, he got a raw deal from jump. Geraldo, I know you got, what are you doing now? You're doing your own radio show? You're preparing
I
for
do
the
my
five?
Own radio show, then I'll do Brian's radio show, and then later I'll do the five.
All right. I'm going to come find you. You got your phone on?
Yeah.
All right. So I'll call you when I'm done at 10 o'clock, and you can watch me have a Bloody Mary. I love you. Thank you for finding the time. On behalf of Joe Piscopo, thanks for finding the time, Geraldo. You are a game changer. I'll see you in a little while.
All right. See you later.
Thanks. Thank you so much. That was Geraldo Rivera, ladies and gentlemen. We're going back to Debbie Duhane, telling us about the traffic and a little bit of weather.
That's for sure. Good morning to you, Arthur. Thank you. The FDR Drive southbound slowing down into the 70s. Looks like an accident there to watch for. Traffic busy on the Van Wyck southbound at Hillside Avenue. They're doing construction over there. Jackie Robinson westbound. Some stop-and-go traffic getting out toward Metropolitan Avenue. 17 in Sloatsburg. They're doing some ongoing construction. And over on 109 southbound, we're still slowing down by Grand Avenue and Rahway with an accident taking two lanes. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhane with Joe Piscopo. AM 970, The Answer.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
Well, I'm a Lyft driver, so I'm on the road a lot. It keeps me very focused, I notice. When you're on the road, you know, you have to be aware of what's going on. It keeps me very much aware of everything. And I definitely think it helps energy-wise. It keeps me very consistent. You know, I don't find myself going like one day's good, next day's bad. It balances everything out, like it says, balances nature. It evens out everything where I don't get sick, and energy-wise, it's very much across the board. So I love it.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code THEANSWER.
City Diner Craft Kitchen and Tap is a destination hotspot for breakfast, lunch, dinner, and everything in between. Located at 31 Montgomery Street, Jersey City, City Diner is just one block from the Exchange Place stop for the PATH train and light rail. With a full bar that includes wine and cocktails, City Diner also has the best craft beer selection in all of Jersey City. Every glass is poured using a frozen tap system to get a perfect pour at 28 degrees. Stop by and experience this casual, trendy eatery that serves upscale comfort food at affordable prices. Their new hours are Monday to Sunday, 8 a.m. to 11 p.m. Order online for takeout or delivery at citydiner.com or call 201-721-5331 for special catering arrangements. That number again is 201-721-5331. 201-721-5331. And be sure to follow City Diner on Instagram.
One of the nation's most historic programs.
Tiptoeing down the right sideline, flips over, into the end zone, touchdown, Army!
Let's go!
This is America's team.
Jabari Bordeaux with a game-ending interception.
Army plays here on your home for Black Knights football.
This is Rich DeMarco. Tune in this Saturday at 11:30 as the Black Knights host the Georgia Southern Eagles on our sister station, AM 570, 102.3 FM, The Mission.
Hello, it's Arthur Idala sitting in for Joe Piscopo, and this is such an easy gig for me to do right now to talk to you about Rhino Shield and more specifically about Super Shield because I have it on my house and I love it. L-O-V, love it. My dear friend Mario Romano, he's about to get it down on his house in Staten Island. My friend Susan, and she's become my friend through Rhino Shield and Super Shield. Right now, she's offering 15% off the final price for any job that's signed now, no matter when you want to get the job started. So you could say, listen, I want to get through the spring, and we're going to do it in the summer. I want to get through the summer, I want to do it in the fall, and you're going to get 15% off. She's offering no payments and no interest financing for 1 year. I mean, so she's bending over backwards to make your house more beautiful. And it'll look more beautiful if you do the Rhino Shield on the outside. The Super Shield will protect your roof. It's a 10-year warranty on a pitch roof and 15-year warranty on flat roof. I got a flat roof, baby. I got a 15-year warranty. Woohoo! Thank you, Susan. You made my house look beautiful. Everyone loves it. Rhino Shield, Super Shield. Don't hesitate. Call for a free estimate at 877-744-6600. 08. That's 877-744-6608. Or just call me, Arthur, and I'll give you Susan's cell phone number, and she'll tell you how to set it up. Rhino Shield and Super Shield.
Larry Elder, the sage from South Central, tonight at 7 on AM 970. The Answer.
The great Mike Gallagher in the house. Mikey Gallagher, guys and dolls. Nicely, Johnson.
Nicely, Johnson. You know, who did it better? Arthur
or
Mike?
Mike definitely did. No way. Although I will tell you, Mike, when I was a junior, I did get a standing ovation. I was a sophomore. A junior, I did Oklahoma. A sophomore, I did Nicely, Johnson.
Counselor, if you don't stop the show with "Sit down, you're rocking the boat," you're not doing it right.
Well, you're right. The show doesn't go. You're right. It's the show stop.
Your mama told me that you were the best nicely ever, and I believe it.
Well, so, if coming from my mom, it must be true. Mike, I know you don't have a lot of time. If the president, I'm going to ask you the question I asked Geraldo. If the president of the United States calls you, Mike Gallagher, today after your show and says, Mike, You know all the facts that I do. You know, what do I do? What are you going to tell the president?
Well, I mean, I'm grateful that the president is fighting for election integrity. Normal people understand that when you've got millions and millions of ballots being mailed in, he's been warning us about it all year, there's a real peril here. I mean, there's a real danger. And you know, Sidney Powell's press conference, here's the bottom line. If you've got voter ID laws like we have through most of the country, how do you know who you say you are when you mail in a ballot to the tune of millions and millions, Arthur? You don't know. You have no way of knowing. And so we'll see what happens. I think the president is a fighter. He's not going to concede. I mean, you understand that, right? I don't think he's ever going to say that this election went the right way.
Yeah, I don't. I agree with you.
I don't see it.
I agree with you. Yeah. I mean, I think I'm cautiously optimistic that there will be a peaceful transfer of power. But I think there will be.
Yeah. I mean, there's not going to be an unpeace. We're not going to have the troops called in.
No.
But he's never going to say, oh, congratulations, Joe Biden, you beat me fair and square. And guess what? Most Americans aren't going to think that either, Arthur.
Mike, real quick, does the President of the United States go to the inauguration?
I just had a great conversation about that last night. That's the cart before the horse, nicely. So let's wait.
Okay. Everyone, 10 a.m., the great, great, great. You're the best, Gallagher. Everyone will be tuning in at 10 o'clock. Listen to your show. Have a great weekend. All right, we got 15 seconds. Wow, this has been that was a power hour. Everybody, stay tuned. We got one more power. We got Borelli coming up, and Professor Alan Dershowitz is going to teach us about the law. Stay tuned.